哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all the brothers and sisters。
啊，我们来看马太福音的五章五节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 5。
马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 5。
五节，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
这是耶稣在登山宝训的教导。
This is the teaching of Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount.
温柔的人有福。
Blessed are the meek.
在这丛林一般的都市里头啊。
In a city like a jungle.
狭窄的街道。两旁停满了这个违规的车辆。
Sometimes in a narrow street, many car park in violation.
不巧的是，两辆车啊，有面对面的开得过来。
Unfortunately, there are two car driving toward each other face to face.
没有人愿意退让。
At that time, no one is willing to yield.
在喇叭声中，两辆车子的保险杆几乎碰在一起。
So, when they are honking their horn, bumper almost touch.
两辆车的司机都显出那个奋战绝不妥协的精神。
The driver of both cars seems want to fight.
其中一辆冲上去把另外一辆车逼退。
One car tried to push the other car.
被逼退的司机在愤怒当中把车子倒出巷口。
And the one who were forced to back out were very angry.
胜利的一方矢阔具的同时传来双方恶毒的咒骂声。
And finally, when the car got through, they both exchanged a very malicious rebuke.
我想这是大城市当中常见到的事情。
These are common scenario occurring in an urban city.
也是今日很多世界里头愤恨抗争的一种缩影。
And this is also a miniature of the all kind of conflict and angers occur in this world.
在这个自由多元的世代里头。
In this freedom society.
反堕胎与支持堕胎合法化的彼此对抗。
For example, those who are for abortion and those who are against abortion, they always have argument.
赞成同性恋的跟维护传统道德的相互对抗。
And those who are for homosexual marriage and those who want to preserve the traditional ethics, they also fight against each other.
在法院里头婚姻失败的双方对簿公堂之上。
In the court, for a divorce, the husband and wife fight each other.
中东阿拉伯人和以色列人冤冤相报。
In Middle East, the Arabs and the Israelites, they fight each other for many generations.
这个世界就如同那两辆车一样剑拔弩张互按喇叭。
This world is just like the example we cited earlier, two cars confronting each other as if they want to fight each other.
在这愤怒抗争的世代里头。
In this era of protest and anger.
越来越多人相信粗鲁强烈的肢体表达。
Many people believe a way to get your way is to be very aggressive and using your body language.
才能够凸显出抗争议题的迫切性。
Only in this way, you can get your point across.
才能迅速的成为媒体焦点之下的英雄。
Only by violent actions, seems you can capture the attention of media.
而身为基督徒的你我。
But as Christians,
是不是也要效法这个时代举起愤怒的手臂
should we imitate the society and to raise our fist of anger?
向彼此，向这个世界，向未信的这些同胞们来发起圣战。
Should we raise some kind of holy war against this world?
还是我们仍然相信圣灵的果子当中恩慈跟温柔？
Or do we believe that the fruit of the Spirit is kindness and gentleness?
是我们基督徒生命成熟的表现。
And this actually, gentleness and meek is an expression of the maturity of a spiritual life.
我们先来看看圣经上几处的记载。
Let's refer the scripture.
我们请看马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
主耶稣要给我们得安息的方法，就是效法他的谦卑跟温柔。
Jesus taught us to receive his rest, we need to imitate his gentleness and humility.
我们再来看看使徒们对教会的指导。
Let's also see the instruction from the apostle to the church.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Please refer Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
为我主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。第二节
Verse 2.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心相互宽容。第三节
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心。这里保罗在劝教会的信徒合而为一。
Here Paul advice the church believer that the importance of unity.
同样的温柔也是其中的一项。
And he also mentioned about the important quality of meekness.
让我们再来看哥罗西书。
Let's refer Colossians.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians
第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
十二节
Verse 12.
十二节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心。十三节
13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕的你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。十四节
14.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。这里保罗在指导教会的人际关系上。
Here Paul taught the interrelationship, personal relationship in the church.
我们再次的看到温柔被提到。
Again, we see the mentioning of gentleness or meekness.
我们看保罗教导那后进的提摩太。
We see how Paul taught Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
二十四节。
Verse
24. 二十四节，然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。二十五节
25.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。二十六节
26.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟脱离他的网罗。这里保罗要提摩太在教导上也是存着温柔的心。
Here Paul instructs Timothy when he is ministering the church, he should use a gentle heart.
所以温柔是主耶稣的教导。
Meekness is a teaching from Lord Jesus.
也是他给我们所留下的榜样。
also is the example that Jesus left for us.
在这急功近利的时代当中啊。
In this society, people want to see quick return.
温柔哦，这种美德往往已经被扭曲成为对罪恶的妥协。
Some people think gentleness is an attitude or compromise toward the sinful behavior.
对真理的不冷不热。
Or they misinterpret gentleness as a lukewarm attitude toward truth.
对人对事的虚伪。
Or as interpreted gentleness as a hypocrite attitude.
没有错，有些人外表温柔啊，是基于内心的冷漠。
It is true, some people use gentleness as their mask to hide their indifference in their heart.
但是这不是圣经我们刚刚所读到的温柔。
But this is not the kind of gentleness or meekness mentioned in the Bible.
基督徒的温柔也不是内心对世界的冷淡。
The gentleness of a Christian doesn't mean he or she is indifferent unto this world.
也不是做人做事马虎草率。
Nor does it mean the person is half-heartedly toward things.
不讲原则。
Or the person does not have a principle.
更不是对于周遭发生的事情都同意的烂好人。
Nor is this person means that he's always saying yes to everything around him.
基督徒的温柔基本上是来自对人的尊重。
Gentleness or meekness come from a respect toward people.
或许你我的意见不一样。
Perhaps we have may have some disagreement.
但我坚信你有表达你意见的权利。
But I respect you have the right to express your opinion.
这也是民主社会的根基嘛。
And this is also the foundation of a democratic society.
要尊重别人不同的意见。
That we need to respect people who are different than us.
不同的价值观，不同的选择，基本上是很不容易的。
Different people has a different value and different choices.
因为人的肉体里头啊，有一种强烈的批评欲望在。
In every human, there's a desire to have a criticism.
这也是为什么主耶稣要我们。要除去那个爱论断人的毛病。
That's why Jesus wants us to get rid of this habit that we want to criticize other people.
来看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
七章一节，你们不要论断人。免得你们被论断二节
Verse 2,
你们怎样论断人也必怎样被论断你们用什么量器量给人也必用什么量器量给你们三节
Verse 3,
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺却不想自己眼中有梁木呢四节
More,
你自己眼中有梁木怎么能对你弟兄说容我去掉你眼中的刺呢五节你这假冒为善的人先去掉自己眼中的梁木然后才能看得清楚去掉你弟兄眼中的刺很多时候强烈批判别人背后的动机不是因为自己有多么正确而是自己的假冒为善
Many times the inner motive for a person to criticize others it's not because you have a very good idea, but you, the person is actually trying to play like a hypocrite.
我们忘记自己也是一个罪人。
We forgot we are sinners ourselves.
所以说温柔不是人天性的倾向。
So meekness is not a natural tendency of every human.
而是在长期挣扎追求与人和睦的同时。
And only this is a fruit only after we strive hard, try to maintain harmony and unity with other people.
所学会的、所结出的果子。
So only after we try very hard and to cultivate this virtue, we can have this virtue.
如同希伯来书十二章十四节说：“你们要追求与众人和睦。”
Just like Hebrew chapter 12, verse 14, says we should make every effort to live in peace with all men.
据说当日美国的开国这些先贤们其实可以立基督教为美国的国教。
We were told that the founding father of United States, actually they have the choice to make Christian as the state religion.
但是他们并没有这么做。
Yet they didn't do so.
因为民主的基础是在于容忍不同，在追求与人和睦。
Because the foundation of a democratic country is built upon the respect to every people's ideas and values.
这些清教徒们，他们受过宗教的逼迫。
The founding father were many Puritans, and they themselves experienced the religious persecution.
所以他们不想在他们的这一片新的土地，神给他们的国家里头重蹈覆辙。
So they do not want to repeat the same mistake they themselves experienced.
或许有人会问说，这样的和睦的方式啊，是不是会软化我们信仰的立场？
Some people make questions, whether this kind of a tolerant attitude will compromise our faith.
是不是对错误的认同啊？
Does it mean that we acknowledge the wrong ideas from other people's?
我们想想当日主耶稣跟妓女跟税吏同桌吃饭的时候。
Let's remember Jesus, when he was on earth, he actually had meal with the prostitutes, with tax collectors, and with sinners.
主耶稣啊，并没有一上桌啊，就骂这个妓女啊，伤风败俗。
When Jesus was dining with the prostitute, he did not rebuke all the wrongdoing of this prostitute.
骂税吏啊，贪爱钱财。
Nor did he rebuke the tax collector, say you love money.
主耶稣他的温和可亲，显示出他对罪人的怜恤。
Jesus, a very gentle attitude actually shows his compassion toward the sinners.
而这种相处，让这些罪人成为跟随耶稣的人。
And only when Jesus draw close to the sinner to then leave opportunity for the sinner to follow Jesus.
值得我们注意的，主耶稣接受妓女与税吏，并不代表他就认同奸淫跟贪污啊。
One thing we should know: the fact that Jesus dined with the prostitute or the tax collector doesn't mean he concurred with the adulterous behavior or the bribery behavior from these people.
这就是主耶稣为我们立下温柔的榜样，也是基督徒的温柔。
And this is the kind of example of meekness that Jesus left for us.
当小弟在准备这一篇道理的时候，也正好是台湾总统大选落幕的时候。当我在准备这一篇道理。
When I prepared this sermon, it just happened. This was half a year ago when the presidential election of Taiwan concluded.
小弟也发现到，我们弟兄姐妹在这个爱国的事情上有着不同的见解跟看法。
And I also noticed that among brothers and sisters, people have a different idea toward the patriotic behavior toward their own country.
我们来谈谈基督徒跟爱国的关系。
So I would like to discuss about the relationship between Christian life and our patriotic heart.
爱国是一件绝对正确的事情。
It is absolutely a correct attitude to be a patriot to your country.
但是当群众慷慨激昂地高唱着我伟大的祖国。
But when the crowd singing him to praise their own country,
那这个国家很快就会有麻烦。
This is actually a sign of the problem for the country.
因为当一个国家开始强调它是全世界最伟大的国家的时候，
Because when the country emphasizes that this country is the greatest and the strongest country in the world.
其实啊, 这是一种危机。
This actually is a sign of danger or a crisis to this country.
国家要强大, 啊, 就要从别的国家来得到, 哦, 它的管辖权。
Because if you want to be the strongest nation in the world, that means you have to all other nations will yield their authority to you.
于是那个国家很快的就会树立许多的敌人。
If you try to take this attitude, you will have many enemies in this world.
有的敌人啊, 就必须用武力去征服。
Once you have an enemy, then you need to resort the military power to overcome all your enemies.
其实爱国不应该盲目。
So, one should not become sort of blind when he or she is patriotic to their country.
强烈的爱国主义其实是一种变相的偶像崇拜。
Actually, a strong attitude of patriotic actually is a form of idol worshiping.
我支持哪一位领袖？我支持哪一位领袖？
For example, you say, I support this leader or that leader.
把他当成是完美无缺的，像神一样的完全。
I consider this candidate as an ideal, a perfect person like God.
所以爱国主义是最不可理喻的。
So patriotic attitude sometimes has become irrational.
往往它带来的是圣战的情节。 圣战 Holy War.
Actually, it gives people the idea they want to fight a holy war.
有这种情节的人，他们认为他们所执着的目标太重要。
So people who have the idea they want to fight a holy war, they think this is the most important thing.
可以不择手段的来达到获胜的目的。
And that the end will just find the means. They will take all type of. Even the illegal approach to reach their target.
有着这种圣战情节的人，往往在政治上成为爱国主义或者是激烈的反对党。
Those who had this attitude sometimes become they want to advocate a certain political idea to the extent of become extreme.
这是我们经常可以在报章杂志上看得到的。
We often can see this kind of ideas from the newspaper.
也是这个世界动乱的来源。
And this is actually a source of the trouble in this world.
反观我们教会里头。
Let's look inside our church.
也许很多的弟兄姐妹不是政治上的圣战支持者。
Perhaps some brothers and sisters, they are not very enthusiastic in terms of support this idea of holy war.
但是常常会自以为是属灵的圣战士。
On the other hand, he or she may think that he is fighting a spiritual holy war.
于是在处理不同的见解意见的时候, 会完全不在乎被他们反对的那一方。
So, sometimes he advocate his own idea so much to the extent that he disregard any people who hold different ideas.
到底他们抱持的是什么样的观点?
And they don't even care to investigate the other side's point of view.
也从来没有想过除了反对跟战斗之外是不是还有其他的途径可以沟通。
They also overlook the possibility that there's a middle ground between two sides of opinions.
除了一心一意想要打倒对方之外, 也从来没有用心思考过。
So all their mind is occupied with the idea they want to defeat their opponent.
更可笑的是, 当你问他们说, 你为什么要这样的激烈, 为什么要如此的抗争?
Sometimes you ask this person, why do you think so strongly of your own ideas?
答案竟然是为了神，为了神的荣耀。
And the answer is that It is for the glory of God.
我们想想看，在这种激烈要打倒对方的情况之下，为了达到目的不择手段的情况下，神能够得到荣耀吗？
Let's think more thoroughly that if you, we want to take an attitude, try to defeat our opponent, and do in this attitude, does this attitude really glorify God?
这真的就是神的旨意吗？
Is whatever we propose is in accordance to the will of God?
当然我们也必须承认，在热诚的信仰里头，多多少少还是带着一点圣战的火花在里头。
Of course, we know that if we want to be very zealous for the Lord, more or less we have the attitude we are fighting a holy war for God.
但是我们必须要提醒自己。
But on the other hand, we need to remind ourselves.
好，在我们要发起圣战之前呢。
Before we want to declare this holy war,
要举起我们的愤怒的双臂啊，要抗争之前呢。
Before we want to raise our fist of anger to protest for something,
我们要知道，无论我们再怎么样有理，我们仍然是个罪人。
We need to remember, regardless how right we are in terms of our proposal, we ourselves are still a sinner.
而无论对方有多少的错误，他仍然是个神所创造的人。
On the other hand, our opponent, even though we think his proposal is wrong, he is still created by God.
信仰的热忱往往会使我们讲出让对方下不了台的诚实话。
Sometimes, because our zeal of our faith, we may say something that may embarrass our opponent.
但是我们仍然应当要坚持温柔体恤的态度。
So, it is because of this, we really should think about the importance of attitude of meekness.
有时候这种温柔体恤的态度会比尖锐刺耳的诚实话更能够感人肺腑啊。
Sometimes a gentle and meek word is more powerful than a piercing and attacking word.
况且神看的是我们的见证，而不光是嘴巴所说的。
Furthermore, God examines not just what we say, but what we do.
是我们心里头所存那种成熟的生命。
What God wants us is from us is the mature attitude, mature spirituality in our heart.
有一本书叫做《密室》Hiding Place。
There is a book with the title Hiding Place.
在书中的主角提到他们在这个纳粹德国占领的期间他的父亲和他决定要为一个犹太的家庭找一个安全的藏匿地点。
In this book, the author recall during World War II, she and her father. Try to protect a Jew from the persecution of Nazi.
有一天当地的一个神职人员，一位牧师来到他们家所开的店。
One day, a minister of a church come to visit the store or the shop opened by this person.
作者就问这个牧师是不是愿意帮助来藏匿这一家犹太人。
So the author at the time asked this minister, say, can you help us to help a Jew from the, to avoid the persecution from Nazi?
这个牧师拒绝的。
Actually, the minister declined their request.
于是作者急忙把这个犹太人的小孩抱起来，让对方来看一看这个婴孩是多么的可爱。
Okay, in her eagerness to get agreement from this minister, she held the baby of this the Jewish woman to show the minister how adorable this child is.
对方仍然不为所动并且说不行，绝对不行，我们一家可能会因为这个孩子而丧命的。
yet the minister still resists the idea or decline the idea, say, no, I cannot protect them because this may cost or the lives of my entire family.
哦，这个时候作者的父亲走了过来，将这个小孩子抱起来，啊，他注视这个小孩子良久，然后抬起头来对这位牧师说。
At this time, this author's father came around and then take that baby, and then he looked at the baby for quite some time, and then he started saying to this minister,
你说为了这个孩子将要损失生命，我想啊，这是临到我家最大的荣耀。
The father said, you said protecting this child may cost the lives of your entire family.But we actually consider this is the greatest glory for our family.
我想这就是基督徒的温柔了。
And so I believe this, what this father says actually expressed the meekness of Christians.
可以为他们的邻舍，即使是不同的种族、不同的国家、不同的政治立场，甚至是不同的宗教信仰，都愿意付出生命来爱对方。
They are willing to love the neighbor regardless of the political beliefs or religious belief of their neighbor. And they are so willing to love their neighbor to the extent they are willing to sacrifice their lives.
而不是借着指责别人的错误来显示自己的正确。
They did not try to point out the mistake of others in order to show how right they are.
是在自己的内心里头把自己完全奉献在神的手中。
Instead, in their own heart, they dedicate or devote totally of their heart to God.
那种发自心底隐秘处的交托啊，能够成为别人到他那里去的避难所。
So in this attitude of total devotion to God, make themselves a place where all the refugees can come to seek for help.
这种密室的服侍也正是逃城的精神。
So this family, described in the book of Hiding Place, they are providing a service of hiding place for the Jews, just like the in the Old Testament, the idea of a city of escape for people to preserve their life.
我们再来谈谈有关在这个多元多元社会当中啊，我们基督徒的态度要怎么样
Now let's talk about in today's society where there's a value or society, how a Christian should live.
在教会里头，我们经常会听到这样的教导。
And in the church, we often heard a teaching like this.
说我们基督徒啊的每一个看法跟每一个做法，都必须要跟一般世俗的人壁垒分明啊。
The teaching is like this. We Christian live a separate, a distinct life from people of this world.
不然我们就是没有分别为圣，就是与世俗妥协了。
We should really live a life set apart from the world, otherwise we will be sort of compromising our faith with the world.
这是没有错的。
It is right.
但是在这个世界上文化、宗教、经济、价值观瞬息万变的今日
However, today we are living a society, whether it's a pluralistic society where all kind of value and value system is changing constantly.
快得让我们眼花缭乱，快得让我们不知所措。
The pace of changing in the today's society is so fast to the extent that we can hardly adjust to it.
很多基督徒啊。会认为说活在这个世界上啊，等于是在受苦啊，是在忍耐。
So many Christians consider living in today's society actually is a form of a persecution, religious persecution.
因为这个世俗的流行思潮跟活动，往往让我们这些基督徒啊，好像坐在针毡上面一样，坐立难安。
because all the things we observe in this world seems to make us very hard to live, as if we are sitting on a mattress full of needles.
于是越来越多的我们拒绝外界的刺激跟沟通。
So many people then take the attitude they refuse to take any input from this world.
我们不是把自己关在象牙塔里头，不然就是想要跳出社啊这个世界的框框。
We may take approach. We want to lock ourselves in an ivory tower, or try to find a place far away from the rest of the world.
这也导致我们在信仰的谈论的时候，往往会让这个还没有信主的人，好像说我们在谈是一个抱歉哦，好像在谈一个外太空另外一个星球的事情一样。
This kind of attitude make us difficult to talk to unbelievers. They think everything we talk is like from our ideas come from outer space.
是虚渺不切实际的。
And that our ideas so impractical or so incompatible to today's society.
是与这个现实完全脱节的。
Is totally disconnected from today's society.
其实社会进步的一个主要特征就是多元跟多样化。
But actually, the advancement of a society actually is one sign of an advanced society is actually the fact that society can tolerate many different kind of view of being a pluralistic society.
多元跟多样化本身其实不是不好。
So it's not essentially or evil for a society to be tolerant for different views.
因为神在他的创造万物当中啊，也是多元跟多样化的。
We need to think that when God created this world, He created many different species and many different kind of living form.
一个人要知道怎么选择。这也是成为我们生活在这个时代当中必须具备的生活能力啊。
So what we Christians should have cultivate is a ability to make the right choice in this world.
好，因为啊，不管我们是不是愿意，整个时代的人已经被投入在这个多元跟多样化的大染缸里头了。
So whether we like it or not, the fact that this society is pluralistic, and all the people are living in this world.
我们也必须承认，多元跟多样化就是这个时代的常态。
We must acknowledge the present condition of the society is being pluralistic.
所以我们不应当把自己关起来。
So we really should not separate ourselves from today's world.
而是我们仍然可以每日的跟神亲密的同行啊，照着圣经基本的教导。
What we should pursue is that we are even in today's society, we can still have a very close relationship with God, to walk with God.
选择好的，拒绝不好的。
That in our daily walks with God, we are able to distinguish the good from evil.
对于不清楚的，我们还是可以保有自己的选择，而不是全盘的接收。
Sometimes when we are faced a choice, we are able to when we find something that is not clear to us, we can still keep our own values without being affected by the new ideas.
甚至我们可以借着我们的选择能力来凸显出基督徒独特的生活跟风格。
It's only through a lifestyle of right choice that shows that Christian's uniqueness in this world.
当然，多元多样化也有它的缺点在。
Of course, there are some we know there are problems or defect of today's society.
我们仍然可以摆出以神和圣经为中心的多元跟多样，来 啊，在圣经的观点下，哦，在这个错综复杂的社会中来判定事情的啊这个真实啊。
So when we are faced with multiple choice in life, we need to go back to the Bible and search for the will and the will of God so that we can make the right choice.
进一步的让还没有认识神的人可以接触到福音来认识主。
And by doing this, we also give a very good example for the unbelievers that that they can also rely on the words of God to make a right choice for their life.
有一次小弟在问前任的注目传道梁传道。
Once I asked Pastor Liang, who was the resident pastor here.
为什么在教会里头这个信主越久的老信徒那个第二代第三代的信徒好像在对外这个宣道的侍奉上比较这个没有参与。
My question is that how come the second generation or third generation of a Christian family in our church seems lack the zeal to participate evangelical services or evangelical activities?
往往我们可以看到那个经常带慕道者来的都是信主的第一代。
So oftentimes, we found out the phenomenon is that the people who bring true seeker to church are the first generation believers.
梁传道告诉我，这是必然的现象。
Pastor Liang said, "This is a very natural tendency."
因为当我们信主越久，我们会因为信仰的关系，我们会挑选，会选择我们交往的对象。
Because the longer we believe the Lord, the more we live in a style, lifestyle that's in total agreement with the Bible, and the people we associate with are only just believers.
到最后，跟我们交往的对象除了教会的弟兄姐妹，没有其他人了。
So in the end, the only friend we often associate with is our church brothers and sisters.
我们将没有朋友，我们将没有亲戚。
We actually we have very little contact with people outside the church. Even they are our close relative, but because of different faith, we don't have much contact.
我们参加的活动仅限于教会所举办的。
And the activity we participate are activity held by the church.
当然。我们就没有慕道者可以带的。
As a result, we don't have opportunity to meet unbelievers, and we cannot bring them to the church.
想想看，这是一个这有它的优点跟它的负面。
As I ponder on Pastor Liang's answer, I can see the good side or bad side of this idea.
但是小弟在想。
But I think this.
神为什么把我们这个时代的基督徒放在如此多样的社会里头？
Why God put us a Christian in today's pluralistic society?
我想是要让我们的信仰、思想、个性更成熟。
I believe God's will is that to make us more mature in our faith.
不容我们否认的。在社会上有时候接触到一些不同的宗教不同的看法反而会让我们更加认清偏差产生的关键所在。
So, when we meet people from different faith, it actually help us to discern about the truth more so that we will not go astray.
使我们更能够坚信圣经的真理。
And by comparing a different point of view, and then we can further understand the correctness of our beliefs, and then we can persist in our faith.
有些负面的这个见解和负面的师父也是为了要造就神的儿女用的。
Sometimes God uses a negative example to teach his children.
举个例子说
For example,
无神论的哲学家尼采，
the famous atheist philosopher Nietzsche.
好，他的哲学观点在基本上有严重的偏差。
His philosophical idea has fundamental error.
哦，但是我们却可以学到他严谨治学的态度。
On the other hand, we can from his philosophy, we can see his very diligent approach.
又比如说，马克思主义导致很多人走到死胡同里头。
Let's also take example of the Marxism, which led many people went to the wrong path.
但是我们也不得不承认，他们却确实比许多的基督徒更关注穷人的问题。
On the other hand, we can see that in their philosophical idea, they emphasize, they have a lot of compassion toward the people in poor.
这对我们都是一种提醒。
And these all serve as a reminder.
同样的有时候我们跟未信主的人接触
So sometimes when we have contact with the unbelievers,
也许我们基本的观点不一样。
Perhaps we have different point of view in our value systems.
但是神有时也会借一个，也会透过他们待人处事的方法跟态度，来教导我们这些属神的儿女们。
Sometimes God will use these unbelievers to teach us something.
那是正面或者是负面的。
Okay, either from the positive aspect or from the negative aspect.
这就是多样化的时代所要给神的儿女的造就。
So this is something we can learn from a pluralistic society.
要让我们的信仰，让我们的思想，让我们的个性能够更加的成熟。
So that we have a more mature faith and mature characters.
基督徒当然是可以说不可以的。
Of course, as a Christian, we can say no to the value or the request from this world.
教会也不是毫无设防的地方。
And a church is not a place without any protections.
温柔也不是懦弱。
Meekness doesn't mean we are coward.
但是当我们不得不跟人家争辩抗争的时候，我们必须要注意到几点。
When it becomes a necessity for us to defend our faith, we have to pay attention to the following attitude.
首先，我们必须要去审查我们的立场跟主张是不是绝对的公义跟正确。
First, we need to examine our own point of view, whether it's absolute righteous and correct.
我们都是罪人。
We need to remind ourselves we are all sinners.
我们的能力、我们的智慧、我们的判断也都相当有限。
As a sinner, our ability of judgment may be limited.
有时候我们跟对方争辩很久。
Sometimes we may argue a point with our opponent for a long time.
很可能双方的立场跟主张都不是绝对的公义跟正确的。
It is possible both sides have some errors in their point of view.
所以当我们在跟人家争辩的时候要学习心平气和，谨慎行事，以避免意气之争。
So while we are arguing or defending our point of view, we must maintain a proper attitude. We should not become very too angry.And so we lose our temper.
第二个，我们要注意的是，我们的行动会不会违反到政府的法令？
Another thing we need to ponder is that whether our action we plan to take will violate any government laws.
我们任何的抗争跟争辩都必须在法律合法的范围之下。
So all our protests must be in accordance to the law.
很多基督徒会因为政府的无能而铤而走险，变成无政府主义者，甚至变用恐怖的手段报复
Some Christians today, in order to get their way, get their view across. They may even take some illegal activity, or they even imitate some terrorist tactics.
哦，这些都是错误的，也不是圣经的教导。
And all these are wrong from the perspective of Bible. 哦，
再来，我们也要注意我们的动机啊，是不是正确？
And next, we need to examine our motivations to see whether it's correct.
我们要求神检查我们的内心。
We need to pray to God to examine our hearts.
有时候我们好像在为真理争辩。
Sometimes it appears as if we are defending for the truth. 哦，
却来自自己错误的动机。
But actually, our action is coming from a wrong motive. 哦，
以至于到了最后，已经不再是真理的问题呀，而变质成为只在乎自己的诉求是不是得胜。
So, if we forgot to examine our motives, we just blindly pursue to win our proposal, and this become a very wrong attitude. 哦，
再来，我们也要注意的是，除了激烈的抗争跟争辩，有没有其他更温和的方式可以取代？
Next, we need to examine, instead of engaging some kind of fierce debate, is there any other more gentle or harmonious approach we can arrive at a resolution with our opponent?
好，在激烈的抗争跟争辩之前，我们应当先深思熟虑。
Before we engage a debate or argument, we need to examine this idea.
有没有其他比较温和的方法可以解决的？
Is there any other approach, more gentle approach that we can resolve the matter?
争辩跟抗争啊，应当是留到最后使用，而不是一开始就作为我们诉求的方法。
So the action of protest or debate should be leave as a last resort.
如果对方太激烈，那我们若不加以仔细的思考，反而会落入到用激烈对抗激烈的试探里头。
If our opponent is taking a very strong position and try to engage a very fierce debate, we want to take the same approach, we may actually fall into a temptation.
如果对方是存心挑衅，那我们更应当以成熟的态度来处理。避免落入激烈的对抗之中。
If our opponent try to oppose us simply for the sake of attacking us, and then we should be even more careful to see what attitude we should take.
最后我们还要注意到，是不是我们考虑到长期的利害得失啊？
And lastly, we need to think.From a long-term perspective,
在激烈抗争争辩之前，我们要学会分析利害得失。
So before engage a fierce debate or protest, we need to think from a long-term perspective to see whether this whole thing is right or wrong.
如果现在闹翻了、弄僵了，以后会有什么样的影响？
Suppose we got into a stage where our attitude to our opponent become sort of deadlock or very bad relationship develop out of this, and we need to think, is it worth of it?
好，我们真的要对方成为我们永远的拒绝往来户吗？
Do we want to see the situation become that we will never talk to our opponent?
这样做对吗？这样做值得吗？
Is it really right to take this attitude, or is it worth it?
要知道啊，有一天我们每个人都必须为自己所主张的事情承担后果的。
We need to know that Everybody should bear the consequence of his or her own actions.
即使不幸的最后我们跟对方起了强烈的这个抗争
Let's say if as a result of protest, we have a very fierce debate with our opponent.
赢的一方也应当要尊重对方。
And suppose we win this argument, we should still respect our opponent.
也不应该把对方打成无条件投降般的得理不饶人。
So we should not really become too aggressive. Even we win, we should really have compassion toward our opponent.
好，另外值得我们注意的一点呢
？Another point we should be careful.
我们常常以正义必胜哦，邪不胜正，基督必胜的说法啊，来让我们以事情的结果作为我们是不是有信心，是不是明白神旨意的依据。
Sometimes we take an attitude, say, because we are right, we will have the final victory, and we will use the result to justify our point of view.
以结果来看，哦，这个基督啊，是不是得胜？真理是不是得胜？
We emphasize the result too much. Say, okay, this result will show whether we have the final victory.
其实基督的得胜与否不在啊，不完全在于我们是不是有没有胜过别人。
We need to know the victory of Christ really doesn't depend on one particular argument between us and our opponent.
也许我们最后要跟众人一起受苦。
Perhaps it is the will of God that we should all suffer.
就像耶稣背着十字架被钉在十字架上一样，这也是得胜。
Even when Jesus was crucified on the cross, and he is still victorious.
我们求神帮助我们。
So we should pray God to help us.
在这个充满着抗争跟愤怒的世代里头。
In the times of was filled with protests and argument.
我们不应这个愤怒的这个烟幕遮掩了我们的一个方向。
That we ourselves will not be misguided by the today's trend.
让我们都能够因为温柔而得到神所赏赐的福气。
Instead, we really should follow the teaching of the Bible to become a gentle and meek person. Then we will truly be blessed by the Lord.
能有更多的包容，更多的忍耐。
Being gentle and meek, we can endure more things and tolerate more people.
如同基督对我们的忍耐，对我们的包容。
Just like how Christ tolerate us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.